Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This verse is part of a passage in Romans chapter 8 that discusses God's everlasting love. The passage goes on to say that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We can then safely interpret this to mean that if God is for us, then we can face any situation with confidence. It also means that no man, woman, boy or girl is a threat to the purpose God placed on the inside of us. We know that no one escapes life's trials. When we are pursuing our God-given dreams, we are on a collision course with challenges and disappointments. But these do not have to derail us from our destiny. Here are a few things you and I need to remember when going through hard times. Firstly, we must remember that God is in control. We may not understand all the challenges we face in life, but we must rest in God's plan. Secondly, we must remain faithful no matter what the cost. Don't give up on the dream no matter what we face. Ask God to supply the strength we need to stay faithful to what He has called us to do. Thirdly, we must reject bitterness. Refuse to allow disappointment to cause a root of bitterness to spring forth in our lives. There is nothing Satan would like more than to allow unforgiveness to distract us from God's plan. And finally, we must rest in the providence of God. Be assured that God's invisible hand is working in us and in our life. We should not try to push or manipulate God's will for our life. Wait for God's timing, and in due season, we will get a better picture of why God allowed us to go through our trials and failures. As we get through these difficult times, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. May I invite you to join us next week.